Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is your daily dose for Friday, December 20th. That's right, my daily dose. The small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass on some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and chase your dreams. Today, I want to talk about a picture that popped up on my TimeHop app. That's right, TimeHop. It's this app that regenerates photos that you must have posted back in the day, and on that date, they repost those pictures. So for example, it'll show you a picture you posted on social media last year, 3 years, 5 years. I don't know how far back it goes, but whatever. It does a good job bringing back a lot of old photos that bring back good memories. For the most part, it's a great app because hopefully most of the memories are good ones. Anyway, this morning I checked out my TimeHop app and it reminded me that 6 years ago today, the Digney team and I held our very first ever pop-up shop out on Long Island. That's right. Although we had our first store out on Long Island, Digney Nation in Port Washington, Long Island, we hosted and held our very first pop-up shop in Islip, New York on this date 6 years ago. That's right. 5 days before Christmas, the Digney team and I hosted and held a pop-up shop, and it was a huge success. It made me smile looking back at all those pictures that were regenerated on the app this morning, and I just got thinking to myself, how cool it was back then when we first started Digney. How aggressive we were doing all these crazy projects, trying to get people to notice us and to get to know us and participate in some of the things that we were doing. And it got me thinking about how important it is to just go out there and do something. That's right. Part of the reason why we opened our first store in Port Washington, Long Island was because I couldn't land Digney in any other stores. Nobody would give us a chance. They would all say, come back to me when you're in another store. Come back to us when you're in another account. And I would walk away and say, how the heck am I ever going to get my first store or my first account if no one ever gave us a shot? And that's why we opened our first store. And then once we opened our first store, we said, why don't we do this in other towns, in other cities, in other states to introduce people to the guy in the tie? And that's what we did. We hosted and held our first ever pop-up shop in Islip, New York, right down the street from the Long Island Duck Stadium. So we had a nice little fan base there, and it was an awesome event. So once again, the point of this whole rambling story and, you know, going back down memory lane is this. If you want to make something happen, just go out there and start. Just go out there and make it happen. If you want to open your first store, have a pop-up shop somewhere. If you want to start a business, make your first product. If you want to have your first conference, just have it. Here's the reality. If you want to host your first conference speaking about something, the reality is no one's going to come, or maybe one or two, or mom and dad or somebody, but the first one isn't going to be great. If you want to start a business, there's a good chance you may go out of business. Your first product may suck. The first style you make or design is going to be ugly, but at least you started. And that's why I'm so proud of the things that Digney has done over the years and the Digney team that I've been so lucky enough to work with over the years. I'm so proud of what we've done. We were told no a million and one times, and we're still being told now, and we'll talk about that more as we head into the new year. But we took all those no's and we collected them and says, here's a whole bunch of no's, let's make them a big yes. And all those pop-up shops that we had, that's what got us going. That's what built us momentum. That's what helped introduce us to so many new people, ultimately leading to some really awesome accomplishments in 2017 and 2018. So when I look back at those pictures that popped up on my TimeHop app this morning, it makes me smile, but it also makes me feel very proud about having the courage our team had to just do something, to have a pop-up shop. And it makes me think even more that in 2020, we're bringing back the Digney pop-up shops. We're not waiting for people to say yes to us anymore. We're not listening to people's advice telling us that we should do it this way, or we should call this store, or we should make these clothes. We're going back to doing it our own way in 2020. That's right. 2020 is the year of the guy in the tie, and we're bringing it back to how we started. Just a bunch of guys working hard, making some clothes, and introducing it to new people in small towns and cities, one pop-up shop at a time. So on this Friday, December 20th, the Daily Dose message is this: just go out there, pop up, show up, and start. That's right. The best way to show up is pop up. Show up and pop up. Don't wait for your invitation. Don't wait to have enough guests coming to your convention or your conference. Don't wait until you have enough money to start your business. Don't wait until you have the right fabric to make your first shirt. Just do it. Just make it. Just start. Just pop up. You just may find out that if you pop up, you actually may pop out and become huge. That was your Daily Dose for this Friday, December 20th. I can't believe we're 5 days away from Christmas. It's getting crazy. I love this time of year. Nicole and I also have some crazy, crazy things happening in the next couple of weeks. So we're really looking forward to the next 2 or 3 weeks. Wishing all of you guys an incredible, incredible weekend. This is the second to last Friday of the year, second to last Friday of the decade. So do me a favor. Go out there today, go out there this weekend and enjoy it. Spend time with people that make you feel good. It is Feel Good Friday for that matter. So until Monday, you know what you have to do. Oh, hold on. Before I tell you what you have to do, like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching or listening to this podcast, just know you're the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now until Monday, you know what you have to do. Get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.